being bitten by exotic animals.
Yeah.
I keep snakes, so I've been bitten a few times by them.
But now, do you keep anti-venom in your house?
No.
Hmm.
Do you tough it out?
I don't keep poisonous snakes, so I don't need it.
All right, so there's a... Yeah, okay, go on.
I was feeding this Chinese rat snake with a dead rat.
Yeah.
And normally, I put them in with forceps, but I couldn't find the forceps. Uh-huh. So I thought, I'll just drop the rat in.
Yeah.
When I went to drop the rat, it struck at it, missed the rat, and grabbed the hand.
Literally grabbed it and held onto it?
Yeah, instead of letting go, it normally would be on a defensive bite.
Yeah.
It wrapped round my hand, so I've got this ball of snake on my hand with its head somewhere in the middle, what I can't see.
It wrapped around as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it actually started to try to swallow my hand.
Oh.
They're great when they dislocate their jaws to eat big things, aren't they?
No, they're not. They're horrible.
No, yeah, I mean, so there you are. Your arm is being digested by a Chinese rat snake.
I have the great idea. I'll run water in the bath, put it underwater, it'll have to let go to breathe.
Yeah.
So as I'm carrying it up the stairs, the bathroom's upstairs,
yeah,
I felt it suddenly twist. I mean, it's this crackle noise.
Yeah.
You know, just a strange sort of crackling sound.
I love this call.
So put it in the water, and it did unravel itself because it needed to breathe.
Yeah.
But it had snapped off 9 of its teeth in the back of my finger.
Oh!
Not that there?
The crackling noise of its teeth snapping.
Into your finger? Now, were they in a line along your finger like a little comb?
They're in sort of a bunch. That most people think they have teeth in rows, but they don't. You know, they're all over in the mouth.
Yeah.
And so I had to get tweezers and pull them out.
Now, the snake itself, did you see...
What are you talking about now, please?
Yes,
he said, well, thanks a lot, I thought you were right.
The snake itself, did you in any way blame the rat? Because I think biblical anger is perfectly righteous, and I'm not suggesting you slap a snake, because I don't know if that would register with them. But did you, I mean, you didn't leave it underwater or anything?
Oh, no.
No.
Snakes are quite happy in water, you know what I mean?
Well, they have to come up to breathe, as you say. And you sound very sanguine about the whole affair here. I mean, other people, of course, myself, may have run into the street screaming like a lady, had a snake put itself on my arm and tried to digest it. You're okay with the whole experience by the sound of it?
Yeah, I've never known another one do it. Because I've been bitten before, but they always just bite and let go, you know.
What would have happened? Does it have some juices that would have digested your hand?
It'd have had to have got my hand down in its stomach for that to happen.
Yeah, but then you could have grabbed the end of his tail and turned it inside out.
And wore as a tie.
Or a long lady's glove.
Now, I've known several guys where they've tried to feed two snakes at the same time.
Mm.
And one snake's ended up swallowing the other.